Well, good morning, LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint, and I do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. This past weekend, we started a brand new series around Christmas and Advent that we creatively entitled, wait for it, Advent. And we're looking at this reality of the importance of Jesus coming. And as a matter of fact, the big idea for the series is that the Messiah has come and is coming again. And by the way, that is coming again part is part of what we're going to talk about on Christmas Eve. I would encourage you to look up the opportunity to go to one of our campuses for our Christmas Eve services. They're going to be at 5 o'clock and 6:15 at all four of our campuses. Just a great opportunity to invite friends and family members. And we hope that you're going to enjoy that night with us. We talked about, as we kind of started this series, the foundation of why Jesus had to come. We had talked about the reality of sin, and we talked about it as a contagion that's kind of spread throughout humanity. This idea that Eden was a covenant with our Creator, that God said, hey, Adam, here's what I'm going to do, and here's my expectations for you. And instead of inviting God into moments of testing and temptation, Adam and Eve tried to make it on their own when they faced the serpent. And so it's a good reminder to you and me that we need to invite God into those moments, in moments of testing or moments of pain, moments of fear, depression, or anxiety, that we invite Him into those. But Adam and Eve did not. And because they sinned, sin was passed down. It was viral to all of us. And so we kind of use that idea of a broken Christmas ornament, that our lives are that way. They're kind of broken. And we talked about sin. We said we know that, you know, there are going to be a lot of people who say, well, listen, isn't sin, it's kind of primitive, or it's negative, or at the very least, it's kind of regressive to talk about. And we know churches have used the idea of sin and to hammer people, kind of make people feel hopeless. But we said it's kind of just the opposite, that if you don't have a definition of sin, that whenever you look at injustice in the world, if there's no sin, then there's no such thing as wrong, and no one is really responsible. There's no real standard. Everyone kind of live however they want. So as much as there's this idea that sin could make us feel hopeless, the reality is just the opposite, that in a weird way, because of sin, it points us to the person of Christ. Our tendency is to focus on the fruit of sin rather than the root of sin. We talked about Jonathan Edwards, who wrote the Nature of Common Virtue, and he kind of talked about the difference between common virtue. You know, when someone says, you know, I don't lie because I'm not a person who lies. Well, the fruit of that is good. It's integrity. But the reason that you don't lie is really, the reason is pride. Or somebody says, I'm not going to lie because I don't want to face the consequences of lying. Well, the fruit of that's good. It's integrity again, but the root of it is really fear. So what Edwards talks about is that he makes this argument that there is true virtue, that you do something just for the sheer beauty of something. In other words, when you're looking at the stars at night, or you're looking at the sunset on a beach, you're looking at it for it. In other words, that thing is its own reward. And later on in Genesis, God says to Abraham, I'm your portion, your very great reward. In other words, God says, listen, I am with you, and I am the thing that you're chasing. I am what is best for you. And even though in our brokenness, sin affects us in every area of our lives, relationally, vocationally, psychologically, all of that really just convinces us that we need a Savior. And so what God says to Adam and Eve in Genesis is that He is going to send this offspring of the woman. The way that He says it in Genesis 3:15 is that He says, He, speaking of future Jesus, He will crush your head, is what He says to the serpent, and you will strike His heel, speaking of Jesus' death on the cross, but certainly then speaking of Jesus being victorious through that. And we learn that since Eden, God's just been on this mission to put the brokenness of our lives back together. And that's why Christmas is so important. It's not just a season where we're nostalgic and nice and kind and spend some time with family and eat some good food and maybe even try and serve someone that we wouldn't normally serve. All those things are good, but Advent is absolutely essential because Jesus had to come to pay the price for sin, to reclaim His creation. So what God says to Adam, what Adam and Eve undo in the Garden of Eden, when God says to them, hey, obey me about this tree. Eden was a garden of yeses with one no. God said to Adam and Eve, obey me about the tree. What they ruined in that tree in the Garden of Eden is what Jesus reclaims in the Garden of Gethsemane. What Adam and Eve messed up in a garden, Jesus reclaims in a garden. What God says to Adam and Eve, obey me about the tree, is essentially what God says to Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane when he says, you're going to have to obey me about the tree. And so in our brokenness, in our pride, in our struggles, what we learn is that Jesus's coming is not something that was optional, but it's essential that we see that he's in the middle of our lives and we invite him in to every moment. So let's pray towards that right now. Father, thank you that that this Christmas season, God, that you're with us. You'll help us fight distractions. And God, it's not that we're against all of those other good things that are going to happen at Christmas. God, we're for them. But we want you to be priority and primary in our lives, inviting you into every moment, the highs and the lows. And God, as a way to say that we trust you, that you're our portion, you're our reward, that you're worth it, God, to follow. If we don't get any benefits, that God, we'd follow you because you're worth it, because of your great love for us. So just today, God, as we face our day, as we go to work, as we go to school, God, as we look forward to relationships, some of which are great, some of which are struggling, right now, God, we just invite you in to every moment. Would you just take a minute right now and pray that and just invite God in to every moment of your day today, things that are on your calendar, things that maybe you know you're going to face, just invite God in to every moment of today. Well, God bless you guys. Have a great day. Hope to see you back tomorrow on the LifePoint Drivecast.